Who's going to help you? Is someone helping you?
Amy Betros runs St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, which provides basic needs to the community on the east side of Buffalo.
I have this kind of philosophy that I don't care who you are. Everybody deserves food in their stomach, clothes on their back, and a place to live.
Every day, missionaries and volunteers at St. Luke's feed up to 700 people under Betros' direction.
Today we're going to do what we call wrap and go for lunch, and they're getting ready for dinner.
St. Luke's clients aren't necessarily homeless or unemployed. Betros says they serve a growing number of people referred to as the working poor who struggle to make ends meet.
Isn't that pretty? I think that's a shirt.
Upstairs from the kitchen, Betros shows off the Mission Mall, where people can shop for clothing and household items for free.
And the whole idea is to make people feel good about themselves. It's not like you rummage through clothes and you do things. That you come, it's like a department store.
Betros has touched thousands of lives over the years. Mickey began her journey with St. Luke's 21 years ago when she was pregnant, homeless, and addicted to drugs.
No matter what I did during my active addiction, she just constantly gave me hope, uplifting, and made me feel better about myself.
A full generation later, Betros' vision for the future of St. Luke's includes Gospel Village, homes for women and children in need.
Amazing.
Oh, my.
Shante Mapps and her family were in Oz. They recently moved into one of St. Luke's homes.
It's already furnished.
Yes. God is good.
Shante's husband, Omar, will live and work at the mission until they can afford a place of their own.
We are really a part of the mission now. We're going to make sure that we extend everything that we've learned, which is love. That's the thing that we were taught.
It's a tough transition, but, you know, some things, you got to go through something to get somewhere. You know, Grandma Amy and St. Luke's has been like our foundation for the last couple of years. And they have done so much for me and my family.
While Betros' work is clearly making a difference, she remains humble about her role.
God has a plan for everybody. Mine was this. You know, it's not for everybody. But God, he has a plan for everybody. I always ask people, ask God, pray that you have the grace when he knocks on the door that you answer for whatever he's asking you to do.
For WBFO News, I'm Cheryl Hagan.